This episode of the OrthoBullets podcast will go over the topic of platelet-rich plasma from the basic science section on orthobullets.com. Platelet-rich plasma, or PRP, consists of plasma samples from one's own blood enriched with autologous platelets. Again, platelet-rich plasma, or PRP, consists of a plasma sample from one's own blood enriched with autologous platelets. As far as the indications for platelet-rich plasma, it's controversially used in orthopedics for possible stimulation of bone and soft tissue healing. As far as the preparation technique, PRP is created by centrifugation of blood to separate a platelet-rich plasma layer from a sample of whole blood. Calcium chloride is used to initiate platelet activation in the prepared sample of PRP. Again, calcium chloride is used to initiate platelet activation in the prepared sample of PRP. As far as the optimal concentration of PRP, it is 3 to 5 times that of whole blood, and keep in mind that greater than 5 times inhibits healing. With respect to platelet function, it plays an important role in the inflammatory cascade response after injury. Growth factors released from platelets include PDGF, TGF-beta, VEGF, IGF-1, EGF or epidermal growth factor, CTGF or connective tissue growth factor, and FGF2. The proposed function of PRP is an increase in extracellular matrix deposition, reduction in pro-apoptotic signals, and minimizing joint inflammation. As far as the clinical application of platelet-rich plasma, PRP efficacy is controversial due to the small amount of high-level studies in the literature. In the setting of soft tissue injury healing, there is no consensus for acute ligamentous, tendon, and muscle injuries or chronic tendinopathies. In the setting of osteoarthritis, there is no consensus in evidence for PRP, and there is a lack of studies with long-term follow-up. In the setting of fracture healing / fusion, there is limited evidence for bone formation, and actually some studies show detrimental effects. In the setting of ACL reconstruction, the literature does not support PRP for ligamentization / graft maturation and favorable patient-reported outcomes. In the setting of direct application to patellar and tibial plug donor sites for bone patellar tendon bone autografts is linked to improved patient-reported outcomes of knee function and decreased patellar tendon gap. Again, in the setting of direct application to patellar and tibial plug donor sites in a bone patellar tendon bone autograft is linked to improved patient-reported outcomes of knee function and decreased patellar tendon gap. In the setting of meniscal repair, there is no clear evidence to support the use of PRP in meniscal repair. In the setting of rotator cuff repair, there is no benefit in augmenting a rotator cuff repair, and it actually has possible detrimental effects. As far as tendon healing, in the setting of lateral epicondylar tendinosis or tennis elbow, there is potential benefit as there have been improved patient-reported outcomes and pain scores reported. In the setting of mid-substance / insertional Achilles tendinopathy, the current literature does not support the use of PRP. In summary, there are potential benefits of PRP for bone patellar tendon bone autograft donor sites and tennis elbow. Again, there are potential benefits for the use of PRP in the setting of bone patellar tendon bone autograft donor sites and tennis elbow. Okay, so now that we've gone over the major points about this topic, let's go over one quick question to apply the information and get a sense of how this topic has been tested on past exams. Platelet-rich plasma, or PRP, is created by using a centrifuge to separate it from a sample of whole blood. Which of the following substances is used to initiate platelet activation in the prepared sample of PRP? And the choices are 1. Citrate dextrose, 2. Calcium chloride, 3. TGF-beta or transforming growth factor beta, 4. IL-8, and 5. PDGF or platelet-derived growth factor. The correct answer to this question is 2. Calcium chloride. So in the preparation and administration of platelet-rich plasma, the addition of thrombin and calcium chloride initiates platelet activation and release of growth factors contained within the platelets. Hall et al. Review the cellular biology, preparation, clinical usage, and outcomes of PRP application in sports medicine. Given the breadth of information currently available regarding the use of PRP, these authors suggest that clinical use should be cautiously approached until high-level evidence is available. Sanchez et al. Described their case-control study evaluating the treatment of Achilles tendon tears with platelet-rich fibrin matrices. 12 patients were studied, 6 treated with PRP, and 6 treated with conventional surgical repair. They found that patients treated with PRP recovered range of motion earlier, showed no wound complications, and took less time to return to sport than the control cohort. To quickly go over the incorrect answers, answer 1, citrate dextrose is incorrect, as citrate dextrose is an anticoagulant used with whole blood during the process of preparation of the PRP before centrifugation. Answer 3, TGF-beta, answer 4, IL-8, and answer 5, PDGF are all incorrect, as these are all proteins released by the platelets upon activation. That's all for this review about platelet-rich plasma. Hopefully that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. Keep in mind that these podcasts are designed to go along with the topics on orthobullets.com, and in fact, you can listen to these episodes right on the OrthoBullets website while going through the topic. If you've gotten any value from the podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks so much, and we'll see you all tomorrow.